East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Life Saving South Africa says most coastal drownings reported over the New Year period happened when lifeguards were not on duty. It found that many incidents took place in areas that aren't monitored by lifesavers. The organization's Dire Death is pleading with beachgoers to swim only between the red and yellow flags and where lifeguards are present. He's been commenting after drowning incidents were reported at several beaches in KZN, including Pennington, Ballito, Durban and St. Lucia, where some search operations are continuing. Sudeth says few incidents did happen at patrolled beaches while lifeguards were on duty. He's asking parents to always keep a close watch on their children.
As January remains a high-risk period, Life Saving South Africa reiterates its water safety advisories, particularly concerning children. While many parents return to work and schools and universities have yet to reopen, supervision of children on holiday becomes increasingly important. The hot weather often encourages children to play in and around water, increasing the risk of drowning. Therefore, we advise that all children should be kept at arm's length.
Plans are underway to bring home 14 South Africans caught in what appears to have been a recruitment trap in Thailand. According to international relations, the group was promised jobs in the IT sector last year, but some were allegedly forced into online scam work. Others were reportedly handed military roles linked to the ongoing conflict in neighboring Myanmar. The department says it's been working with Thai officials to ensure the group's safe return today. Authorities, meanwhile, are urging people to always verify international job offers through official channels. Our President Cyril Ramaphosa has appointed Advocate Andy Motibi as our new head of public prosecutions. NDPP boss Shamela Batoi is preparing to retire at the end of the month after 7 years in the position. Motibi, who currently leads the special investigating unit, will step into his new role in February. The advocate, who began his career as a public prosecutor in the Johannesburg and Soweto magistrates and regional courts, was not among the six candidates interviewed by an advisory panel for the position. Ramaphosa spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says the panel chaired by Justice Minister Mamoloko Kobai submitted the names of three candidates for recommendation to the President.
In the report, the panel advised the President that none of the interviewed candidates were suitable for the role of NDPP. Accordingly, President Ramaphosa has, in terms of Section 179(1)(a) of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, read with Section 10 of the NPA Act, decided to appoint Advocate Jan Lekgowa Motibi.
And oil prices have dropped further after President Donald Trump said that Venezuela would turn over millions of barrels to the United States. Prices have been volatile since Trump ordered the toppling of leader Nicolas Maduro and said that Washington would run the country while demanding total access to its key resource. But oil sank as much as 2% yesterday and around 1% this morning in response. In a video in a post on social media, the U.S. president announced that Venezuela's interim authorities would turn over between 30 and 50 million barrels of oil to the United States. He said the proceeds would be controlled by Washington and used for the benefit of both Venezuelans and Americans. Venezuela sits on about a fifth of the world's oil reserves. Durban's going up to a high of 28 degrees, Maritzburg 26, Richards Bay 29. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Algeria and the Ivory Coast through to the AFCON quarterfinals. Livingston and Narin join DSG for the rest of the Betway SA20 season. And England 206 for 3, batting second against Australia on day 4 of the Ashes.